get it for you.
Oh, no, I got it.
We are live, babe.
We're live.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
There's an angel watching over you and you and everyone. Every soul is safe at home with that one eternal love. Never born, never die, there's no opposite to life, it's all one. Travel far, travel wide, you will always be inside that house of love.
Into the Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. First and foremost, let's soak in some of this positive energy. Chances are good. One love. Make sure to check it out. So good. Wow. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? You have just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. World's most listened to internet talk radio station. We have a very exciting show lined up for you today. If you guys want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email us live on the air. If you so please, if you feel that fire burning in your heart, you say, I got to let them know what's on my mind. We're going to say, well, go for it. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what do we mean by that? Every thought that you think, every action that you make, it's all exuding from you. It is you. It is you. What you do, what you think, it is you. So your vibration, right? That is simply the way that you feel in layman's terms. And why we are here is to let all of you know that you can feel better than you could ever possibly imagine. Let's welcome the one and only Vish Iyer to the Vibration Station. How are we doing today, brother? It is such a pleasure, such a blessing to have you on the show.
Oh, same here, Divi. It's just an honor to be here. It's a joy.
Well,
just,
it's a joy
to meet you, too.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure. It is an honor to have you on the show. For those of you that are not familiar with Vish, we're definitely going to get to know him a lot better than just his name. He was previously on the couch with Dr. Michelle on LATalkRadio.com, Fridays at 11. You could check him out. Let's see, that was it's like about a month ago, would you say?
More than a month ago?
Two and a half months ago. Time flies when you're having fun, Vish, let me tell you. So you could also check him out there. Vish is just an overall amazing individual. He's multifaceted, an amazing, amazing author, along with a visionary. And you just you influence people, you impact people's lives. The perspective that you have on life, your vibration, we're on the vibration station, right? Is extremely influential. It's people like you that are going to lead, that are on the leading edge of this collective paradigm shift into something greater, into something better. And Vish, I thank you for that, and I send you all the love in my heart for doing what you do. Let's tell the listeners a little bit, just exactly everything about you, Vish. First of all, where did the inspiration come from to start your journey as an author, as who you are today? How did this come about?
Along the way, just like anybody else, I've had several inspirational figures.
Of course.
Predominantly, it's the tradition I come from.
Okay.
That was, I would call, the first, just like as a student, you could go to a Harvard or a Stanford.
Right.
And that environment gives you a certain certain energy, certain momentum.
Absolutely.
Which you carry on throughout your life.
Right.
Because it builds a certain framework and networking. And
totally.
The same way, it's from the lineage I come from in India. It's I belong to the Vashishta lineage.
Okay.
And Vashishta, the sage Vashishta, is purported to have written the first yoga book.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I love that.
And until my grandfather, we taught Vedic yoga, what we call Vedic yoga, for a living.
Wow.
My dad,
so it's in your blood. It's in your roots, man.
Yes,
that's,
it's in the DNA. Yes.
That is wonderful.
As part of the culture, just like any Christian boy or a Jewish boy in America would get initiated, they would either bar mitzvah or christening, or the same way an individual from my culture would have initiation into meditation.
Wow.
As part of a cultural upbringing.
Wow.
And I learned that when I was seven.
That's amazing.
Yeah, just because of family. But I also had a very typical, went to a Western school.
Okay.
A very typical education.
So you still had that, the whole modern
style. Yeah, so I had the double,
style.
Yeah, but both.
Like, right, that's so
then
awesome.
Then I studied Sanskrit, studied.
Wow.
Yeah, as part of the culture of that thing.
Is it really?
Yes. And one of the things I learned early was the power of affirmations, what we call as mantra practice, to raise your vibration and manifest what you want and what you desire. I was trained in that as early as I've known, and I've used that to my advantage several times. So the inspiration, has been my culture, my lineage I come from, and the second is also my spiritual teacher, Yogananda.
Wow.
He's passed on now, but he passed on in 1952. But he was the first Indian yogi to live for 32 years in the U.S.
Wow.
And really established yoga practices and taught Westerners from the President Coolidge and you name the who's who. He's the reason I wrote the book. Anyway, and then the third inspiration is being my wife. I really didn't want to write a book on love. I'm a big guy. I practice boxing, whatever. The last thing I want to do is write a book on love.
No, but that's
I learned certain techniques, yoga, meditation practices to attract the ideal partner.
Okay.
By raising your consciousness and elevating your consciousness.
Yes.
And these are systematic practices which are present in the Vedas, which are the scriptural, the scriptures of India.
Wow.
And I learned that and I practiced and it worked. And once it worked, because it says that you will attract your dream relationship if you practice these techniques.
Yeah.
And unless you really live it, you never know, right?
Right, of course.
And when it once it happened to me and she was a dream, I said, oh my God, this works. So let me put my sort of my manly macho thing aside. And,
yes.
And I always convince myself the greatest warriors are the greatest lovers.
Yes. Yes. The more powerful you become, or is the stronger you become, the more gentle you become.
Yes. Right? Yes. Wow. And because of that, I put a system together, and
that's amazing.
That's the inspiration for the book.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is like I got chills. We obviously people can't see us in the studio, but that's Vish. I didn't know that. That's amazing. I think that's pretty much the key to everyone's question ever is how do I attract the perfect relationship, right? That's really interesting. And the fact that, see, people are so, and like we were just talking about, macho man, you know, boxing, you know, I box, I do this, right? Well, that's a societal, like, input that,
absolutely.
Like, that, you know, like, I look at myself in the mirror and I know that I like look better not wearing a super duper tight girly shirt. Right. You know what I mean? But like, you know, like
right.
As opposed to but who says, right? Like, let's say that society never kind of had their imprints or whatever, right? So who says that you know, who says that that's taboo for a guy to wear, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's that idea. So along with that, the fact that you can tap into the wholeness, that real love, mm-hmm. that source part of you to really channel the wholeness of being able to attract a person that will love you unconditionally is beyond measure in words,
right.
Vish. That's amazing. I love that. Paramahansa Yogananda.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
he's my favorite. I read his autobiography, actually, years ago. And talk about, I mean, completely defying anything that you've ever known from Western culture, right? I mean, Vish, would you mind going on a little bit as to how really the mind can influence the physical nature of things?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, and how kind of you mentioned earlier that you've used that to your advantage in life. Can you expand on exactly how you use that, right?
Right.
Let's let the people in on our secret.
Sure.
You said that you can attract the perfect relationship, right?
Yes.
We gotta know these secrets.
I just want to put a qualifier there. You can attract the ideal relationship.
Yes, of course.
There is no perfection in this world of duality.
Mm.
If you keep looking for perfection, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot.
Yes.
And just really chase a rainbow, a myth,
yeah.
Which doesn't exist.
Totally.
And I would recommend that you be easy on yourself.
Yeah.
And be mature enough to understand there is an ideal relationship which can be so great, which will surprise you.
Wow.
So be open to that ideal, beautiful relationship,
right.
Rather than trying for perfection.
Yes.
Right.
I love that. I love that.
Right.
Thank you.
And to answer your question about how the mind can influence the physical nature, we all know there's an intimate connection between the mind and the body.
Yes.
And there's research to show that actually there's a professor at UCSD who does research on mirror neurons.
Okay.
And what he's saying is, or phantom a phantom brain, that even just the thought, like for example, let's say that I want to lift this chair,
right,
and
without touching it,
without touching
right.
it, and just mentally visualize and go through the motions of wanting to lift the chair, the same neurons in the brain activate whether I do it physically or not.
Right.
And mind is the precursor for the physical action to happen in the outer universe.
Indeed.
All right. But let's talk about the aspect of manifestation. From yoga perspective, every physical object has an energetic astral counterpart.
Okay. So, wait, every physical object has an energetic astral counterpart.
Yes.
What does that mean?
For example, let's say there's a stable, or you're looking at a mountain.
Okay.
In an energy form, it's there in a subtler plane as well.
Okay. Okay. Like kind of like parallel realities?
Parallel realities.
Yeah, totally.
And
yes.
What we call as the astral plane. And,
yes.
I don't want to get too deep into that. But anyway, there's an energy.
Yes, I love that.
So
yes.
There's an energy counterpart. That's
indeed.
It. And for example, somebody wanted to build this building.
Yes.
As an energetic form, it has existed in that person's mind. If it didn't exist in that person's mind, that person couldn't have built it. In some form, whether you want to make a baby, in some form that energy is present.
Yes.
And then you do certain actions, and then that has a certain manifestation.
It tips the scale from the non-physical into the physical.
Yes, and what yoga is saying is you have power through your will to manipulate. Now, manipulate is probably not the right word, but to enhance the quality of thought.
Yes.
All right. Let's say that you wanted to look at a Franklin Lloyd Wright's architecture.
Okay.
Or Michelangelo's architecture was a regular person.
Right.
What is the difference? Yeah, what we call talent. Oh, Michelangelo is probably more talented than any regular, but it's the quality of his thought.
Right.
Right? And the quality of his thought, and he has the skill to express that and make it a physical reality.
Wow.
Which has stood the test of time.
It's all, everything is your...
Yes.
Wow. Whoa.
Right. It's the quality of thought, which again comes in relationships, or whether you want to succeed in business, or whether you want to have a great body.
Wow.
It's the quality of thought.
Everything is the quality of thought.
Yes. And behind what yoga is saying, now let's go. But from thought, quality of thought, how do we enhance the power of this quality of this thought?
Okay.
Everybody knows what's the right thing to do. Everybody knows you need to be harmonious, I need to be nice, I need to be in love with one person deeply, but we're not able to translate that into the physical because it's difficult.
Truth.
At the same time, we are attracted to many people or we get greedy. Or
There's definitely a constant contradiction.
Yes. Right. What do you do in the case? And what yoga is saying is that is because your quality of your thought is so poor is because there is low prana.
Yes.
And prana is the glue.
The life force.
Yeah, life force. And it's also the mother energy of both magnetism and electricity.
Wow.
Prana controls the entire universe. In Sanskrit, there's a phrase called Sarvam Pranamayam.
Wow.
Everything is prana. Everything is energy.
Yes.
It's dynamic, intelligent energy.
Wow.
Yes. And even in yoga, we believe that when you take medicine... The medicine just activates the prana in that place.
Of course.
And prana is the healer, not the medicine.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
And the medicine is just the instigator. It's just the catalyst.
Vish, have you are you familiar at all with Greg Braden?
Greg Braden, a little bit, yes.
Okay. Have you, by chance, seen this video? And I've talked about this video a few times in the past on the Vibration Station. And listeners, I highly suggest looking up this video after the show. Because this is exactly what Vish is talking about. Greg Braden is the commentator for this video where this... it was a woman and she was from China, actually. She had tried chemotherapy. She had tried all these different types of Western forms of medicine to get rid of her bladder tumor. She had had a bladder tumor the size of a fist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's huge. And... basically, in hopes, in just last hopes to get rid of this cancer, she starts practicing energy medicine, right? Where it's breathing. All they do is breathe. They teach her how to breathe, and then they teach her how to think. They were telling her that the only reason why she has this cancer and the only reason why she's had it for so long is because she's thinking wrong about it. She's thinking improperly.
Quality of thought.
Quality of thought. My man, Fish. Yes. Dude, I love you. Yes, you're awesome. Yes. Exactly. So, long story short, they teach her how to think and they teach her how to breathe. Because breath is prana, right? Breath is all, right? Yes. You're controlling that through your body, through your chakras and all. And 3 minutes, Vish, 3 minutes. They put an ultrasound on her stomach. On the left side of the screen, there's a snapshot. And then on the right side of the screen, it's real-time ultrasound. Mm. They have three practitioners. They're energy practitioners. They come in and they all hold hands and then they start chanting. And then they kind of like put, like surround her and then they like let go. And then, but they're like moving energy with their hands. And then they start chanting. And they're like, and you can see on the right side of the screen, the tumor shrinking, shrinking. 3 minutes, Vish, under 3 minutes, completely gone. They're all clapping. Woo! Everyone finishes there. Everyone's ecstatic. Greg Braden then goes on to explain how it's all energy first, right? Exactly that. So yeah, Vish, that's exactly what we're trying to spread and get people to understand here on the Vibration Station and just here on this school called Earth. You know, we're just trying to get everyone to really empower themselves with this infinite force energy that's available to us at all times. This really is the next step in our collective gathering on this planet. You know, that's all we, you know, that's all we can do. Listeners, if you've just tuned in with us, you tuned into a great show. My special in-studio guest today is Vish Iyer. He's the author of Yoga and Love. For the first time in the Western world comes a book on finding love, true love, that is not based on superficial attraction, dating tricks, or hype, rather than love wisdom based on time-honored yoga tradition of India. If you thought yoga can only fix your physical kinks, you will be in for a pleasant awakening after reading this book. Make sure that you get your hands on Yoga and Love by Vish. We have him in the studio with us today. We are blessed enough to say that. We're talking about the power of thought, the power of the mind, the power of yoga, the power of love, and your infinite ability to attract really whatever it is that you want. Vish is an amazing guy. He's such a light, such a light, such a blessing to have him in the studio with us. Vish, I'm going to get into a few questions for you, if you don't mind. So we've learned a lot in this short 20 minutes, but I feel like that we can expand a little bit more on what exactly yoga and love is, right? We've talked about the power of thought. We've informed people on their ability to attract. We've let people know about prana energy, exactly how everything is prana energy and how there is a vibrational version, an energetic version that is existing before it ever exists in the physical, right? We're talking about all this, and this is all connected, all linked in, all completely interconnected. I'm going to take one step, okay? What are the 7 yoga tools that you teach that help us have a union with ourselves and another person? In your book, you talk about different techniques. You talk about different things that we as individuals can do to connect, to really get deeper, in a deeper understanding, guess more in alignment with the wholeness of who we are,
right,
which therefore, right, as stated, allows us to connect with,
right, another person.
Another person on that same frequency. Please expand. This is so fascinating, Vish.
Yeah. First of all, the first thing to understand is we are talking along the lines of energy. When two people meet, we talk a lot about chemistry, the chemistry of their feeling, oh, the chemistry was great, we clicked. But a few months down the line, the chemistry sort of disappears and you have no idea where it went.
Interesting.
What happened there? How do you diagnose this issue, right? What yoga is saying is behind chemistry is energy. And the quality of, and the quality of this energy determines the quality of relationship you're going to attract and how long you keep that relationship. I'll repeat that again. The quality of this energy determines the quality of relationship you're going to attract and how long you keep that relationship.
Wow. Wow.
That's the fundamental issue. Right. And that's diagnosis. And what do you do? All your job is to just enhance the quality of this energy.
Right.
And once you enhance the quality of this energy, you enhance the quality of your thoughts. Again, it comes to quality of thoughts. And this is the way to retain sustained love. People say, oh, I was in love, but I don't know where it went. Yeah, where it went was the quality of energy tripped.
Yeah.
It's like a bank balance.
Yeah.
It's like you ask anybody who's worked out for many years, and they say, what's the hardest thing to do? It's not that. The hardest thing is to do is not to get a fit body. It's to maintain it.
Yes.
The same way. It's all energy, and I'm speaking right now. Wow. I'm expending prana.
Yeah.
I eat food. Everything is the pranic bank balance.
Yes.
And on which the law of magnetism or the secret is based on.
Yes.
But the movie The Secret doesn't explain the mechanism by which you can consciously activate the law of attraction. Right. For that, you need yoga.
Yes.
Yoga says, anyway, so we're coming back to the diagnosis. So our job is to constantly enhance and ameliorate this quality of this energy,
yes,
prana. And for that, we need yoga practices.
Mm.
We need meditation.
Yes.
Meditation is the most powerful way to increase the quality of prana.
Absolutely.
So think of this prana bank balance. Think of it as a bank balance.
Yes.
And you have $100,000. Your goal is to get it to a million, 2 million. It's endless.
Yeah.
You can keep increasing it.
Yeah.
And the more you increase it, it's the more love you're going to feel.
Yeah.
The more connected you're going to feel with yourself.
Yes.
And in turn, you're going to feel connected with the entire universe. Wow. And that significant other. Everything is going to have meaning.
Yes.
So everything is just in this prana formula. That's
wow.
it. And the seven keys.
Beautiful. Yes. Seven keys.
The seven keys, which I came up with in the book, is the goal of connecting with you. People talk about, in relationship, oh, I didn't know myself, or and that's the reason I picked the wrong person. You hear people say, oh, I just didn't. People say this in a different way. Right. I was young and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I'm in a process of self-discovery. But nobody quantifies what the heck is it mean to know yourself.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. You talk to the greatest philosophers, greatest scientists. It's people can't quantify that.
Yeah.
If I say, who's a millionaire, that means somebody who has a few million dollars in the bank.
Right.
But how do you find somebody who knows himself? How do you define that?
You can't.
Exactly.
You can't.
And in yoga and love.
There's nothing you can quantify
yes,
that.
In yoga and love, I've attempted to do that. I've attempted to quantify what it means when you say, I know myself. I'm connected to myself. I love myself. What does it mean? How does it look? And
alignment.
From that basis came the seven keys.
Okay.
And the seven keys are divided into three and four.
Okay.
And the three techniques are which you practice what I call as inner lifestyle. And then the remaining four keys are how you live on the outside. And the inner key, for example, the first key is emotional healing.
Okay.
A lot of people go through multiple relationships and they carry residue of pain from past.
Yeah.
And what yoga is saying is unless you clear that up, clear that baggage up.
You're going to keep it.
It doesn't matter how great a person you find, you're going to lose that person.
Yeah.
And so that needs to be cleansed out. And for that, you need to practice certain breathing techniques. Because what does breath do? Breath can get hold of the tail of prana. Breath itself is not prana.
Really?
Yes.
Explain, please. Yeah. Expand, if you don't mind.
I think, yeah, okay. A lot of cool stuff to talk about.
Yeah, right. So much stuff, too much stuff.
Yeah. Prana, we are swimming in a sea of prana
all
the time. Mm-hmm. And there is cosmic prana, which controls the entire universe.
Yes.
And then there is individualized prana, which is present in the chakras. And breath is a way to get hold of prana, to activate prana. That's what breathing does.
Okay.
It's just a tunnel, a gate, means to open the door of prana.
It's like you're flipping the on switch.
Yes, because oxygen has the highest concentration of prana.
Okay.
So when you breathe deep, and that's a lot of the yoga breathing techniques, pranayama, is a lot of breathing of oxygen.
Why you get so lightheaded?
Yes,
when
absolutely. And you feel,
sorry to interrupt. I just had to ask real quick.
Yeah, lots of good things.
It's all prana. Yes. Yeah.
So breath is just to get oxygen, more oxygen in. But breath itself is not prana.
Okay. Anyway. Wow.
Now we go to the seven keys. The first key is emotional healing.
Okay.
You need to heal from past relationship, because my focus is on relationships.
Oh, right.
It's not about stress busting. It's not about... It's very, very focused on finding that ideal partner and enhancing your and deepening the love.
Yes.
First is emotional healing. Number two is a love meditation.
Mm.
And how do you feel love inside? How do you connect? What does it mean to love yourself? And for that, you need to sit still.
Yeah.
Only in stillness.
Yeah.
The lake of your mind has to become so still that there is no ripple. And that can come only if you silence the body. And the mind. And then automatically you connect with the love, because you are made of love. At the core, we are love. Okay, number two is love meditation. Number three is mantra practice or positive affirmations. Yeah. You take an average human being. An average human being, according to psychologists, has an average of 40 to 70,000 subconscious thoughts per day. Per day. And every thought, and we know in yoga, every thought has a manifesting value.
Yes.
I thought of coming here and I came here.
Yes.
But our consciousness doesn't know what to manifest. Even The Secret, they talk about that. Mm. You suddenly think of an elephant. You don't want the elephant manifest in the little room.
Right. Exactly.
So you need to have judgment to know which are the right thoughts you want manifested.
Right.
And which are the thoughts which don't serve you.
Deliberate.
Yes, deliberate consciously. Mm. Making a difference, making a differentiation between these two. And that's number three, mantra practice. And people are going constantly in chatter. If you put a loudspeaker next to the chatter, oh, there are no good men out there. Oh, I'm such a failure. I'm so bad at dating, or I'm so bad at relationships. I can never hold on to anybody.
Right.
These are constant negative self-beliefs, negative affirmations, which go. So energetically, you need to change yourself.
Totally.
So that once you change yourself energetically at the core, it's an inside-out approach to love. Then you start changing because you're thinking positive. And you're consciously creating this love inside yourself.
Yes.
Consciously creating self-esteem inside yourself.
Yes.
So these are the three inner keys. Healing, loving meditation, which the Dalai Lama sometimes called compassion meditation.
Mm.
I call it bliss meditation, love meditation.
I love that.
Connecting. And then the mantra practice, which is positive affirmation. So these form the three inner keys.
Yes.
And the four outer keys, very important to enhance magnetism or increase your prana. Is number one is workout.
Okay.
Workout, whether you can do hatha yoga, which people call yoga, or you can do cardio. Number two, diet, right diet.
Yes.
Very important. High prana diet.
Yes.
And in the book, I talk a lot about which are the diets, because there's tons of diets going on in the U.S.
Stuff, yeah.
There's a beach diet and a Zen diet. It's all great stuff. But people are constantly searching for something else.
Yeah.
And we need to really understand why do we eat? And what's the purpose of eating? And I've attempted to explain all that. Then number two, and then number three, the dharma, doing your dharma, doing the work you love to do.
Mm.
And this I find as probably one of the probably the most important key.
Yeah.
Even the students I coach, they come in and say, Vish, I'm really looking for a relationship. And sort of midway into the program, they realize that they came here to find what their dharma is. Since they were not feeling good about themselves, they thought a relationship can make them feel. But it's actually dharma. And I would say 50-50. And you say women, and they go, whoa, I'm here to express my potential.
Yes.
A relationship can wait. It's just the most amazing transformation you see.
That is amazing.
And that's number. And you see a lot of people break up because of that.
Right.
Suddenly the guy or the lady has a realization that, oh, I always wanted to be in the movies, or I always wanted to write poetry, and the other person doesn't support that.
Right.
And they break up.
Right.
And I've seen couples after marriage having kids do that.
Yeah.
So I always recommend people to find your dharma first, or at least go towards it.
Yes.
Once you're living your dharma, living your passion, living what you do, following your bliss, everything else aligns itself.
It does.
And number, then the seventh key, very important, which Napoleon Hill spoke a lot in Think and Grow Rich.
Huge fan.
Yes. It's sex transmutation, sex energy transmutation. And for and particularly men, I find more men are having these challenges,
right.
Just because how we are built psychologically and the evolution. Anyway, it's nothing but energy.
Okay.
So I talk about yoga techniques to transmute sex energy, so that you can build magnetism.
Wow.
And this is a fundamental thing, and this is this happens a lot in the Western world. In America, I think we have a 60% divorce rate. And if you really look at how love is approached from the outside in.
It is.
It's, oh, he's cute, she's cute. It's really from a very superficial, outside-in approach.
Extremely superficial.
And yoga and love is an attempt to flip that.
Yes.
Work the inside first.
Thank you.
Connect with the love inside first. Heal yourself first.
Yes.
Be kind to yourself first.
Thank you so much, Vish.
Yeah, because you can't run on empty tank. And these are the seven keys.
Wow.
And now you become a holistic individual and building awareness at all three levels of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Then you can set an intention for anything. You can either choose to have a relationship or not.
Right.
Yeah. That's the...
And it's all about feeling good.
Yes. It's all about feeling good, wellness inside you first.
Wow.
Fix the inside, and then as day follows night, the outside will fix itself.
Yes. Fish. You're the man. Wow. You know, that's exactly what we've been trying to say here for a while. It's all up to, you know, it's all perspective is really what it comes down to. If you look at a person and, you know, your consciousness, your vibration is in a place of, you know, let's just say take like a root chakra, one of the lower chakras. We're looking, you know, we're feeling that rush in our body, and those hormones kick in, and all of a sudden it's a drug, is what it is. You know, just as if you were to you know, take a sip of alcohol or take, you know, like smoke a cigarette, you feel that nicotine high. You know, so anything, take anything, you feel that high. You feel that love drug, man, you're high. Mm-hmm. You start thinking different, like that, you know. But so the basis, right, just how everything, prana, the origination of that frequency, the origination of that energy, of where did these two people connect? Where was that original frequency met, right? Where did you match? And if you match at, you know, oh, I like the way that, you know, she looks in those jeans, or if you match it, you know, and that's solely what you're focused on. Right. Appreciating, you know, the physical form is a great thing.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't do it in the way that we do. But
it shouldn't be the priority.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. Yes. It should be. It's like it's just a cherry on top that they happen to be so good looking.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
It's like they're like, I love, like, you want to look into their eyes. You want to like and feel them, and like, you know, man, you know when like you just like, you don't even need to well, with what we're talking about is falling in love and finding that one, but what I'm saying is to experience that feeling of like connecting with a person super deep. Like, you don't necessarily need to fall in love with them on in a sexual way,
right.
Even you can like, I've looked at people before and just like looked at them, their eyes, you know, just for a second, you know, and been like, wow, like, dude, when I look at you, I'm like, I love you, bitch. Like, dude, like, you know, you have this energy, you have this frequency, you look at people, you know, you can look at people walking, and you're like, oh, like, what an amazing person. Like, I don't know you, but there's something behind you that just glistens. And that is where it needs to originate from when you're pursuing spending your life with a person, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So this is going to be a big question, Vish. Through, right, through these tools, how can we discover our life's purpose? Big question. But through these tools, right, as we're talking, because you were just talking about following that passion, like how you've had students come in that think they're looking for a relationship, they think they're looking for love outside of themselves, when really they've just been looking to unlock that love for their passion that has always been there, right? So I guess my question is, how do you guide a person into having them know without a shadow of a doubt, this is my life's purpose. I'm going to wait for the relationship. This is what I'm going
to... All right. I love that question.
Because it's big in our society.
How much time you got? And it was one of my favorite chapters in the book. I spent, I think, several months writing this chapter alone on unraveling your dharma.
Wow.
First, we need to understand that the dharma is from the root word dhru in Sanskrit. And dhru means foundation.
Okay.
And when you look at people, money is nothing but security and foundation.
Right.
This hunger for money, this is nothing but security. And what I'm trying to say is an offering an opinion that if you do your dharma, that is the greatest security.
Yes.
Nothing can protect you. And that is why I personally coach multimillionaires. And their foundation is so weak. With millions and millions of dollars,
they're
still insecure.
Right.
If money is that security, why are they not secure?
Right.
Because they never understood this aspect of dharma.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, how do you find this? And there are several ways to do this. It's important because yoga is all about using your higher brain, your higher intelligence.
Right.
To be strategic in real life. In one of the Gita, one of the yoga scriptures in India, in the Gita, Lord Krishna says, yogaha karmashu kaushalam in Sanskrit. And what that means is yoga is skill in action. It's about...
Yoga is skill in action.
Yes. Okay. Doing the right thing, having the right judgment, and being balanced about it. Yoga is not some spiritual woo-woo which is out there. It's about learning all this wisdom so that you can apply that in real life. Wow. It's not about ignoring your bills. It's not about ignoring your responsibilities. It's about doing everything right.
Wow.
And being balanced.
In alignment.
In alignment, in balance, and being practical and grounded. At the same time, living this life of expressing your infinite potential.
Yes.
All right. And, okay. I always recommend that, always, and this is a strategy which works very powerfully, and if you have a pen and paper, you can note this down. Have a timeline. Have a timeline. Whether it's, I always recommend this, whether you want to build a body, build a business, find love, or find your dharma.
Have a timeline.
Have a timeline.
I'm writing
this
down.
Give yourself six months. I love the six-month thing.
So a six-month timeline.
Six-month timeline.
Interesting.
Don't quit your day job yet.
Okay. Vish said it. We're doing it.
All right. Now, strategize. Strategize about your time.
Okay.
Let's say in the out of the first 6 months, you divide that into two months.
Okay.
And divide. And we always recommend there is an inner work which needs to be done. Then there is outer work that needs to be done.
Right.
Let's focus on the inner work for a second.
Okay.
Take 15 minutes every night before going to bed.
15 minutes every night. Okay.
In silence. Praying, meditating.
Yes.
And asking the higher power for guidance.
Yes. 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 That's so powerful.
Fill your heart with love. Whatever it is, if you love music. By the way, if you don't know what it is, start writing. Make a list of five things you're passionate about.
Just make you feel good.
Yes.
Make you feel so good.
Yeah, maybe it could be music, it can be rock climbing, it can be entrepreneurship. And then try to prioritize that. Put a number to it. Is music over rock climbing, or whether it's entrepreneurship, whichever is one and two, then pick either. Yeah. One or two.
That's awesome.
All right. Now, okay, so it's a combination of meditation and asking 15 minutes. And that's what I did for myself. Mm. And that's the exact technique which I'm... Through meditation, you can discover this. Mm. And for some people, it's an eureka moment. They can get it when they are very young. Michael Jordan knew he was going to be in basketball when he was... Or Tiger Woods or Michael Jackson. But not everybody is in that level of spiritual consciousness.
Right.
For some people, it can come through work. It can take years or it can take 6 months. But if you do yoga way, consciously asking and meditating, it's a systematic scientific system.
Wow.
Where you will find that purpose.
Wow.
Okay, now, all right. Then...
Just ask for guidance.
Ask for guidance. That's people don't do this. People want to do everything by themselves. And that's why the stress, there's so much stress.
Because higher self always knows.
Higher self always knows.
Already knows the roads you need to take. Everything you need. Everyone you're going to meet.
Right.
Vish. Yes.
Ask for guidance. Yeah.
Love this.
And you'll be surprised if you consistently did that 15 minutes every night.
Yeah.
The second month, the revelations you have. The third month, the revelation. You're building this energy.
You are.
It's incredibly powerful.
You are.
It's incredibly powerful. It's all about systems. It's all about practice, habit.
Right.
Life is all about that. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, outer. Okay. And this is what I did for myself. I'm passionate about acting. I love acting.
Really?
I want to be an actor.
That's awesome.
On the side. And I always initially thought acting is going to be my predominant profession. Join an acting class.
Yes.
If you want to be a musician, find the best instructor and start taking classes.
Yeah.
And practice like crazy.
Yeah.
Give a day or 2 days.
Yeah.
Just in practicing. It's all about complete immersion. And there's research which was done in Harvard where they found that to become a master at one skill, it takes 10,000 hours of practice. 10,000 hours. So if you want to do your dharma, which is your greatest skill, which is your greatest talent, know that outwardly there is work required.
Right.
It's not going to just be dropped from heaven and you're going to... The whatever coaching I'm doing, I've been doing life coaching for the last... 16 years.
Wow.
16 years. And out of that, only in the last 5 years, I've charged people.
Yeah.
For the first 11 years, I just did it for free.
Wow.
I've met every psychological profile. And then you start understanding people. Now it's second nature to solve problems. People's problems, whether it's life or relationship or whatever that may be. But for the first 11 years, I just did it for free.
And you loved it.
Yeah, I loved
it. You still love it. Yes, you always
absolutely.
Will.
It's a passion. It's a passion. And how do you know that? Is you can do it for hours.
Yes.
You forget food and you forget. And then you can ask yourself, hey, would I do this even if I didn't need any money?
Yes.
When the whole consciousness vibrates and says, yes, that's probably is your dharma. But you also need to be smart about this. It's very important to understand there's a very fine line. A very fine line between going after your passion at the same time expecting that to pay your bills immediately.
Yes.
And I see a lot of people, particularly in Los Angeles, they come for acting and they don't get this.
Yes.
And they're struggling. So if you approach it strategically, and then if it's entrepreneurship, try and learn that.
Yes.
Spend 1 or 2 days. Like, for example, one of my students, he wants to be a real estate investor. But on Saturdays, he just dedicates himself to real estate. He does the day in and day out every Saturday. I mean, week in, week out.
Wow.
So practice that. Take strategic approach. And be an apprentice, assistant.
Yes.
If you want to be a writer, go.
Just put yourself there.
Put yourself there and work on it. It can take a year, 2 years.
Vish, something just clicked in my head. So here you are, right? Just gaining all this knowledge. You're listening on the other side. You did not know what you just learned through the past 50 minutes. And you now have decided that you are going to put yourself where you want to be. After this show, you're like, wait, what do I want to do? While I was on the air with Vish, I was writing down, I want to play a guitar. I have a few $100 saved up. After Dave's Vibration Station, I'm going over to Sam Ash, picking up a guitar. Gonna play my guitar for hours, and then right before I go to bed, I'm gonna ask higher self for guidance, and then I'm gonna wake up feeling great, maybe strung my guitar a little bit, go do my thing, and then ask for guidance. And then wake up and like, do, but it's like, but then your feet, like the guidance is like planting its seed. It's like you're being charged with just like 8 hours of guidance. Like,
know that you are the master of your destiny.
You are, man. Yes. That's Vish. That is exactly the path to perfect alignment. Wow, this has been an amazing episode of the Vibration Station. Vish, I want to thank you so very much from the deepest depths of my heart. You have been such an influential individual. One of the greatest people we've had the pleasure of sharing time with us. Make sure, guys, make sure that you pick up Vish's book, Yoga in Love. You got to check it out. If this show hasn't already planted a seed of inspiration, absolutely. If this show hasn't already planted a seed of inspiration, the book will most definitely change your life. Also, make sure to check out the URL, which that is yogaandlove.com. That's it. That's just yogaandlove.com. Always sending you guys unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. Like us, love us, we love you. We'll see you next Sunday, guys. Make sure to check out Vish Iyer, Yoga and Love, yogaandlove.com. We love you guys. Always sending you high vibrations. See you next week. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Was fine. That everything was fine.